Welcome to the Balancing the Masculine and Feminine Energy Guided Meditation. I am Matt Lancidel, and I will be guiding you on this journey from duality to unification between your masculine and feminine energies within your energetic body. Before we begin, I want to talk to you about what masculine and feminine energy is, and the importance of having balance between these two powerful energies. I want to begin with a teaching, so you have an idea of why this guided meditation was created and the purpose that it intentionally serves. When I use the term masculine and feminine, I am not referring to gender or sex of an individual. I am referring to the energetic duality that exists within all human beings. We all have a masculine or yang energy, and we all have a feminine or yin energy within us. The planet is restoring balance after thousands of years of being masculine energy dominant. Feminine energy is rising rapidly on the planet after being oppressed for thousands of years due to patriarchal programming that has been passed down through generations. Since every human being on this planet has the energetic duality of masculine and feminine within them, we will all be impacted by this shift in collective energy. This was the inspiration for creating this guided meditation, to help people make this energetic transition with as much ease and grace as possible. There is so much untapped human potential when we limit ourselves to one energy based on our social conditioning. It is now time to integrate our dualities so we can embody a more unified state of human consciousness. For humans to live harmoniously, the masculine and feminine energies must reach a state of union. This requires us to let go of outdated programs, where we connect with our energy from the self-limiting conditions we may have inherited based on binary gender norms. Did you choose these gender norms, or were they given to you by some force outside yourself? Do you want to continue conforming to this binary way of viewing yourself and others? Or is there another side of you that is waiting to be discovered? Feminine energy has never been exclusive to women. Masculine energy has never been exclusive to men. We have just been programmed to believe this. We all possess both masculine and feminine energy. And both of these energies must be fully realized and expressed for the elevation of your consciousness and the elevation of the collective consciousness on this planet. We are living in miraculous times where we get to embody the fullest expression that the human being was intended to embody. The collective self-limiting paradigm is crumbling. And we are now ready to realize and embody our full potential as human beings. There has been a great deal of wounding caused by the oppression of the feminine energy on this planet, and this has a lasting impact on how we relate to ourselves and others. It is important to realize that when wounding is caused to one half of ourselves, the other half will experience wounding as well. Many people with a wounded feminine energy will also experience a wounded masculine, either through suppression or over-identification. Let's take a moment and explore all the expressions of the masculine energy. Let's begin by exploring the signs of a wounded masculine energy. I encourage you to take inventory while I name them and see if you notice any of these qualities within yourself. Aggressive and angry. Emotionally unavailable. don't know how to emotionally express yourself. Forceful. Distrusting of others. Spending most of your time in the mind overthinking. Dominant and always needing to be in control. Manipulative of others to get your needs met. Always busy and not knowing how to slow down. Egocentric. Low motivation and uninspired to take action. Hyper-independent and not knowing how to collaborate and cooperate with others. Sexual compulsivity and promiscuity. Addiction or addictive tendencies. Why do we want to heal the masculine energy and begin to allow it within ourselves? We want to learn how to collaborate and co-create within partnerships. To learn how to trust yourself, others, and the universe. To show up more assertively in your relationships without being domineering. To get good at expressing yourself emotionally. To rediscover new and healthy ways to motivate yourself that don't rely on ego, power, status, control. To spend more time being present and grounded. To learn how to delay gratification and be less impulsive. And lastly, to learn how to slow down and allow yourself to be present with your feminine energy. The divine masculine is active and focused. His nature is to direct and move forward. He is deeply connected to the material world, providing security, structure, and purpose. He is grounded, conscious, intellectual, and present, able to hold space and facilitate the expression of the divine feminine. He is loving and kind, strong and independent, yet open to co-creation and partnership. I am now going to share words that describe the divine masculine. Words carry a strong vibration, and when you choose to feel deeply into your body, when you hear or speak a word, then you offer yourself an opportunity to tune into that frequency and transform your consciousness. I want you to feel deeply in your body and notice what arises emotionally when I say each word. Feel the vibrational resonance with each word. The divine masculine is active. Grounded. Providing. Manifesting. Protective. Assertive. Planful. Humble. Conscious. Attentive. Intellectual. Present. And self-assured. Take a moment and notice what you're feeling in your body right now. What does it feel like to connect to the divine masculine energy within yourself? Now let's take a moment and explore all the expressions of the feminine energy. Let's begin by exploring the signs of the wounded feminine energy. I encourage you to take inventory while I name them and see if you notice any of these qualities within yourself. People pleasing or fawning. Not honoring your intuition. Attracted to drama. Seeking external validation. Staying too long in unhealthy relationships. Feeling unworthy of love. Feeling emotionally unsafe and insecure. Feeling small and powerless. Over-identifying with the masculine energy of doing. Defensiveness. Controlling. Dissociated from your emotions. Hyper-independent and unable to receive help. Shut down emotionally. Untrusting. Fear of the world around you. And codependent in your relationships. Why do we want to heal the feminine energy and begin to allow it within ourselves? To move away from scarcity mindset into an abundance mindset. To activate your inner healer. To heal trauma and other mental health issues. To have less fear of the world around you. To develop an internal sense of safety. To connect deeper to your truth. To learn how to surrender to the flow of life. To get clear about the intentions you have for your life so you can work with the masculine energy and manifest what you desire. And lastly, to feel safe enough to allow the co-creation with the masculine energy. Divine feminine energy is fluid and receptive. Her nature is to surrender and open up. She is deeply connected to Mother Earth and her creations. She is soft, flowing, gentle, sensitive, nurturing, intuitive, and empathic. She is also powerful, strong, and independent, yet open to co-creation and partnership. I am now going to share words that describe the divine feminine. Words carry a strong vibration, and when you choose to feel deeply into your body, when you hear or speak a word, then you offer yourself an opportunity to tune into that frequency and transform your consciousness. I want you to feel deeply in your body and notice what arises emotionally when I say each word. Feel the vibrational resonance with each word. The Divine Feminine is passive. Embodied. Surrendered. Vulnerable. She is a dreamer. Compassionate. Nurturing. Expressive. Intuitive. Empathetic. Sensitive. Playful. And open. I want you to take a moment and feel in your body what it feels like to connect with your divine feminine energy. Now let's explore how the masculine and feminine energy work together. The receptive and flowing feminine often needs the directed and focused masculine to get things done. While the feminine excels at imagining and dreaming up all the possibilities, she needs the masculine to manifest these dreams. The masculine side of us can drive things forward and get things done. The directed and focused masculine often needs the receptive and flowing feminine to feel inspired and creative. While masculine excels at action, he needs the feminine to imagine all the possibilities he could manifest in form. The Divine Feminine is the inspired, creative energy, and the Divine Masculine is the aspired creator energy. They work together in harmony to give birth to all creation within the universe. If you are not healing and unable to slow down in your life, then you may be suppressing your feminine energy. If you are not actively engaged in your life and feel unmotivated to create, then you may be suppressing your masculine energy. Let's spend the rest of our time together by moving into a guided meditation to help restore balance between the masculine and feminine energy within you. I want you to start by laying down in a comfortable position. As you lay here as a human being. Let go of all attachments you have to the social conditioning you may have about your gender. You do not lay here as a man or a woman energetically. You lay here as a human being with the ability to express both masculine and feminine energies. I want you to acknowledge any resistance you may have to being still right now. Just welcome that resistance to be part of your experience now. You don't need to overanalyze it. You're just acknowledging it and welcoming it as part of your experience. It is normal to have resistance. As human beings, we experience duality. We must give space to both the mind and the body, the spiritual and the material, the yin and the yang, the sun and the moon. We are made of both polarities, and it will only serve us to give space and understanding to both. Now I want you to bring your attention to your breath. What is the quality of your breath right now? Is it shallow? Or is it deep? Just welcome it as it is, letting your breath breathe you in this moment. You're not trying to do anything right now. You're just observing your beingness through your breath. Today we're going to be traveling inward together. We are going to dive into the deepest aspects of your being to rediscover your true nature. I want you to trust that this guided meditation is charged with the vibrational frequency of transformation and love. Each word I speak carries a vibration, and your soul will absorb what it needs to transmute fear into love so you can step into your true nature with ease and grace. I want you to take 3 deep breaths to start grounding yourself. The first breath, in through your nose and out through your mouth, allowing the sound of release to occur. Let go of all the tension inside your body. Second breath, in through the nose and out through the mouth. Surrendering yourself to this moment. Last breath, in through the nose, out through the mouth. You are now in a relaxed state and ready to absorb this guided meditation. You now have a deep connection to your body. You are grounded. You are safe to experience your emotions. I encourage you to let your emotions guide you through this meditation. If you find yourself in thoughts, gently and kindly bring yourself back to the sound of my voice, and then return your attention to your body. I want you to ask yourself, are you in touch with your masculine energy? If so, how does it express itself? In what ways might you be suppressing your masculine energy? Are you in touch with your feminine energy? If so, how does it express itself? And in what ways might you be suppressing your feminine energy? We're now going to move into a body scan. We will be restoring balance between the left and right side of the body. The left side of the body represents the feminine energy, whereas the right side of the body represents the masculine energy. Going to offer our loving attention to both sides of our body as we scan through our body. Let's begin. Offer presence and your undivided loving attention to your left foot. Offer presence and your undivided loving attention to your right foot. Now feel both your left foot and your right foot together. Offer both feet your undivided loving attention. Moving up to the knee, offer presence and your undivided loving attention to your left knee. Offer presence and your undivided loving attention to your right knee. feel both your left knee and your right knee together. Offer both knees your undivided loving attention. To your pelvis. Offer presence and your undivided loving attention to the left side of your pelvis. Offer presence and your undivided loving attention to the right side of your pelvis. Feel both your left side of your pelvis and the right side of your pelvis together. Offer your whole pelvis your undivided loving attention. Moving up to your sexual organs. Offer presence and your undivided loving attention to the left side of your sexual organ. Offer presence and your undivided loving attention to the right side of your sexual organ. Now feel both the left side and right side of your sexual organ. Offering your whole sexual organ your undivided loving attention. Up to your hips. Offer presence and your undivided loving attention to your left hip. Offer presence and your undivided loving attention to your right hip. Now feel both your left and right hip together. Offer both hips your undivided loving attention. Now moving up to your stomach. offer presence and your undivided loving attention to the left side of your stomach. Now offer presence and your undivided loving attention to the right side of your stomach. Now feel both the left side and right side of your stomach together, offering your whole stomach your undivided loving attention. Moving up to the back, offer presence and your undivided loving attention to the left side of your back. Offer presence and your undivided loving attention to the right side of your back. Now offer both the left and right side of your back your undivided loving attention. Moving up to your chest, offer presence and your undivided loving attention to the left side of your chest. Offer presence and your undivided loving attention to the right side of your chest. Feel the left and right side of your chest together. Offer your whole chest your undivided loving attention. Moving up to the heart. Offer presence and your undivided loving attention to the left side of your heart. presence and your undivided loving attention to the right side of your heart. Feel both the left and right side of your heart together, offering your whole heart your undivided loving attention. To the arms. Offer presence and your undivided loving attention to your left arm. Offer presence and your undivided loving attention to your right arm. Feeling both your left and right arm together, offering both arms your undivided loving attention. Moving up to the face, offer presence and your undivided loving attention to the left side of your face. Offer presence and your undivided loving attention to the right side of your face. Feel the left and right side of your face together, offering your whole face your undivided loving attention. Now focusing on the eyes, offer presence and your undivided loving attention to your left eye. Offering presence and your undivided loving attention to your right eye. Thank you. feeling your left and right eyes together. Offer both eyes your undivided loving attention. Focusing on the brain. Offer presence and your undivided loving attention to the left side of your brain. Offering presence and your undivided loving attention to the right side of your brain. Now feel both the left and right side of the brain together, offering your whole brain your undivided loving attention. Now focusing on the whole body. Offer presence and your undivided loving attention to the left side of your body. Offer presence and your undivided loving attention to the right side of your body. And now feel the left and right side of your body together, offering your whole body your undivided loving attention. I want you to unlock your hands, place them over your heart, and repeat these three intentions after me. I release all self-limiting beliefs that dishonor my masculine and feminine energy. Now choose to honor both my masculine and feminine energy. My masculine and feminine energies are now working in harmony for my highest good. and so it is. Now bring your awareness back to your whole body, noticing how you feel in this moment in your body. Acknowledging any energy or emotions that have moved throughout the course of this guided meditation. When you are ready, open your eyes. Taking this newfound connection to yourself into the rest of your day, where you can honor and nurture it. I would like to thank you for joining me on this inward journey. Sending you love and light as you continue to come home to yourself, and the courage to express what you find along the way.